Hello everyone, this is Urvashi Chauhan and you are watching Courts Today by Live Law, your one-step destination to all legal developments in the country. Let us start. Starting with an ongoing dispute regarding whether the appointments of interim vice chancellors for state universities in the state of West Bengal are legally valid or not. There is a tussle going on between the state government and the governor's office regarding some appointments. Last year, there were 27 vacancies in these positions. The Calcutta High Court ruled that 2018 regulations from UGC should be followed in case of conflicting state university acts. To align with this ruling, the state government passed a new ordinance and proposed a list of candidates for the governor to appoint as interim VCs. But the governor only approved two candidates from the list and appointed 13 others without consulting the state government. Further, the government withheld salaries of these 13 appointees, claiming that they were not properly recruited. This led to a retired professor challenging these appointments before the High Court. The High Court upheld their validity. Assailing the High Court's order, the state government approached the Supreme Court in a special leave petition, which was presided over by the bench of Justices Surya Kant and K.V. Vishwanathan. In this regard, the top court had earlier urged the Attorney General to resolve the deadlock. It had also stayed disbursement of financial perks to the interim VCs appointed by the governor as long as the matter was pending before the Supreme Court. The new development in the matter is that the West Bengal governor, C.V. Anand Bose, has agreed to fill up 6 vacancies of vice chancellors by appointing candidates out of the list recommended by the West Bengal government. The Supreme Court has issued notice to 2 members of National Consumer Disputes Redressal Commission seeking explanation from them for issuing non-bailable warrants against the directors of a company, ignoring a previous interim order of the Supreme Court. In this case, the top court had passed an interim order on 1st March this year that no coercive steps should be taken against the company directors in the execution petition pending before the National Consumer Disputes Redressal Commission. But on 2nd April, the NCDRC issued non-bailable warrants against the directors of the company. Taking note of this, the Supreme Court bench of Justices Hima Kohli and Ehsanuddin Amanullah stayed the order and has asked the NCDRC members to explain the same. The matter will now be taken up on 24th April. Let me tell you here, last year the Supreme Court had initiated contempt proceedings against NCLAT members who passed an order defying a Supreme Court direction. The proceedings were later closed after the NCLAT judicial member resigned. A public interest litigation has been filed before the Delhi High Court for allowing Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal, who is in judicial custody in the liquor policy case, to run the government from jail. The plea, moved by an advocate, seeks necessary arrangements for Kejriwal to interact with cabinet ministers through virtual conferencing from the jail. It also seeks to restrain the media houses from creating pressure and airing sensational headlines regarding Kejriwal's resignation and imposition of president rule in the national capital. The PIL states that neither the Constitution of India nor any other law prohibits any ministers, including the Chief Minister or Prime Minister, from running the government from jail. 3 years back, a video went viral showing 5 men being forced to sing the national song Vande Mataram while being subjected to physical assault by the police. This happened during the 2020 Northeast Delhi riots. One among them was Faizan, who the Delhi police had allegedly detained and denied him critical health care, as a result of which he succumbed to his injuries. Faizan died at city's GTB hospital within 24 hours of his release from Jyoti Nagar police station, where he was taken after being allegedly assaulted by the police officers. A plea has been filed by his mother seeking SIT probe into her son's death. In a hearing before the bench of Justice Anoop Jairam Bambani, advocate Vrinda Grover, appearing for the mother, said that a thorough investigation in the matter must be done without any delay. The court held an in-chamber hearing with the special public prosecutor appearing for the Delhi police, accompanied by the DCP of the crime branch. Justice Bambani was taken through various documents, CCTV footage and other material relating to the ongoing investigation into Faizan's death. While the officials shared certain aspects of the investigation with the court, they prayed that the material and the status of the probe not be shared with the mother, at least at this stage. The matter will now be heard on 8th May. Stay tuned. The Bar Council of India has written to all the university vice chancellors, appraising them of the concern regarding rising low quality of law colleges in the country. In a letter addressed to the head of the universities, BCI has called for a thorough and careful scrutiny while granting the NOC to new law colleges. BCI's letter states that despite its collective efforts, it continues to face significant challenges posed by what it states as mushroom growth and proliferation in legal education. BCI has laid down some guidelines and suggestions to improve the situation. Some of these include conducting a comprehensive survey to assess the demand for legal professionals in the region while also evaluating the financial viability of the proposed center. Establishing a transparent review process for NOC applications, etc. The letter strongly advocated for the state government's role in ensuring quality education. And now let me tell you, the central government has constituted a 6-member committee to examine various issues relating to the queer community as directed by the Supreme Court in its judgment in Supreo versus Union of India. The committee is headed by the Cabinet Secretary and comprises the secretaries of Department of Home, Ministry of Women and Child Development, Department of Health and Family Welfare, Legislative Department and the Department of Social Justice and Empowerment. If you remember, in Supreo versus Union of India, a 5-judge bench of the Supreme Court had refused to grant legal recognition for same-sex marriages, observing that it was a matter for the parliament to decide. At the same time, the court had held LGBTQIA+ couples should be protected from harassment. It had also recorded assurance of the Solicitor General that Union government will constitute a committee for the purpose of defining and elucidating the scope of the entitlements of queer couples who are in unions. To read the government notification and other details, you can visit livelaw.in. And lastly, the Bombay High Court has granted an ex parte ad interim injunction restraining a trampoline park in Lonavala from using the trademark, artwork, device or character of Mr. Bean from the popular comedy series which was first broadcasted in the year 1990. The court compared the registered Mr. Bean trademark with the allegedly infringing trademark of the trampoline park and concluded that it was a perfect case of false endorsement. Hence, the court restrained it from conducting any commercial activity using any mark containing the words Mr. Bean or any other trademark deceptively similar to the well-known registered trademark. The court has listed the application for further consideration on 14th June. Stay tuned. Thank you for watching. If you wish to know more details about the cases I mentioned here, you can visit our website at www.livelaw.in. Stay ahead with quick legal updates only on LiveLaw and do not forget to like, share and subscribe and support us. You can also support us by donating through the thanks button at the bottom of our videos or consider becoming a member at just 89 rupees per month.